Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Testimony Show, where you can call in and share your testimony of the goodness of God in your life, what God is doing, what God has done, and what God will continue to do in your life. And to God be the glory, for Jesus is Lord, and He is the ultimate one, the Holy God, King of kings and Lord of lords. Yes, and we thank Father God for Jesus. Hallelujah. For He is the testimony that gives life and eternal life in us, in and through us. And we thank Father God even right now for the opportunity to speak words of wisdom, truth, and love by His Holy Spirit unto His saints, to the body of Christ, for the edification of each other, for the perfecting of saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For when the saints come marching in, hallelujah, to God be the glory. Because the saints, we are going to come marching in with power from on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to take dominion. And we are going to reign with Christ Jesus. Even in this very hour, Father God is opening up the way for the saints to come marching in. For the greater works that we will begin to do even in this very hour, because we do have the victory in Christ Jesus. And to God be all the glory. We just thank Him right now for His goodness, His grace, His love, for giving us the victory in every circumstance, for complete and total healing in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. We thank You that we're victorious. And when we have the victory, we share our testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what we do also in the testimony show is we read. Oh, yes, we read. We read the scripture. We read Psalms. We hold on to the promises of God. For the promises of God are yes and amen. They're the prophetic word, and they will come to pass, and they have come to pass, and they will continue to come to pass to the day of Christ Jesus. And we thank God for the promises, which is Jesus Christ, which is His word, and the promise of God, which is You, Christ in You, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For when the saints come marching in, hallelujah, we thank God for the promise that He's given us in His word. As His word is in us and we are in His word, we will glorify God, and He will glorify Himself in and through each and every one of us as we are obedient to His will and to His way. And we just thank Him even in this very hour for loving us so much that He already had it in the plan for us to be saved and for us to move as a great and mighty army, even in this very hour, because we do have the victory. The battle is already won. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. So we are to walk in that authority and know who we are, that we have the victory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. And if you turn with me right now, hallelujah, to God be the glory. We're going to read Psalm 138. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to Your name. And if you have, we can begin to read. I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto Thee. I will worship toward Thy holy temple and praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness and for Thy truth. For Thou hast magnified thy word above all, thy name. Hallelujah. 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 Let's read that again. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father God. And we're reading Psalm 138. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch me forth. Thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that was Psalm 138. That was Psalm 138. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. And what we're going to do is hold on to the promises of God. In this very hour, we're going to read some of the promises of God. And then we're going to go back and we're going to read Revelation. And to God be the glory. And one of the promises of God is, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that's 2 Peter, verse 3. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9. Hallelujah. 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 And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Hallelujah. And that's Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. And that's Psalm 94, verse verse 14. To God be the glory. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. That's Psalm 100. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 1, 2, and 4. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. And that's Proverbs 8, verse 35. Hallelujah. 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 Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And that's Psalm 133, verse 1. Hallelujah. 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 And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And that's Romans 16, verse 20. Hallelujah. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. And that's Ephesians 5, verse 2, 19, and 30. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. And that's James 2, verse 15 to 17. Hallelujah. 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 Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hallelujah. 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 Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And that's Colossians 3, verse 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And that's Luke 5, verse 32. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And while we're there, let's turn to Luke. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Luke. Luke 13. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. I actually can't open the line for you to call in right now, but you can share your testimony wherever you are. There's so many ways of sharing the goodness of God in your life. But God has given each and every one of us a measure of faith to glorify him and do his will, his perfect will for our lives as we are in his will and his will is in us. And so we can share our testimony with a loved one, with a stranger. We can share it through the talents and treasures and gifts that Father God has given us. And to God be the glory. So the next time I'm on, you can call in and share the testimony. But right now, I'm actually not in front of the computer. So to God be the glory, even in it all. So wherever you are, share the goodness of God in your life, what he's doing, what he's done, and what he'll continue to do. Hallelujah, because this is for the perfecting of the ministry and for the saints so that they can be fully equipped, even in this very hour. And to God be the glory, we're going to read chapter 13 of Luke. Hallelujah. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmities. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work in them. Therefore come and be healed, and not on the seventh day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, All his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Hallelujah. Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and have shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not, whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, they are last, which shall be first, and they are first, which shall be last. To God be the glory. We were reading chapter 13, verse 1 through 30 of Luke. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 And if you turn with me now, we're going to read Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 3, and then we're going to go to Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Hallelujah. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? And that's Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Hallelujah. 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 And that's Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And if you can turn with me to Revelation, you're going to read that. God be the glory. Revelation 19. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And it says, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Hallelujah. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah. 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 And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that have received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Hallelujah. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. I'll read that again. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. We are reading Revelation 19. Go back and read it again. And I'll move forward in it. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hallelujah. 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 And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Hallelujah. 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 And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. We were reading Revelation 19, 20, and 21. And we read 21 all the way up into verse 8. Hallelujah. Go back and read it again. Read everything again. Read the Word of God. Stay in prayer and worship Father God. Go back and read it. It's going to bring a peace and a joy unto you. God is good. To God be the glory. Remember, there's no greater love than Father God in Christ Jesus. Remember, hold on to the promise of God, because the promises are true. The Word of God is true. And we're just to trust and believe and know that Father God is going to bring us through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. Because even in Isaiah 42, verse 8, says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Remember, there's no greater love. We love you, Father God. We love you. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. And there is no greater love. There's no greater love than Father God in Christ Jesus by his Holy Spirit. And for those who don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, just ask, just say, Jesus, come into my life and be my friend. I want a relationship with you. Just be my God. I believe that you are the Son of God. Come into my life. Up with me. Teach me, guide me, lead me, help me. For I'm a sinner. And repent and ask God for forgiveness, and you will be saved. because you believe in the name of Jesus and find yourself in a church where it's required that you have a Bible, that you read your Bible, you know, and to God be the glory. You be saved, and you are already saved because you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then you walk it out, and to God be the glory. Much love to you all. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. Walk in your authority. Call it again. And remember, the greatest love is God the Father and Christ Jesus. There's no greater love. There's no greater love. God bless. God bless.